Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Well, at this point, honestly, at this point, the idea of the Denver Nuggets winning the NBA championship doesn't even faze me anymore after what they've done these last two games. Does it faze you, George Carl, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino?
I'm all in on the Nuggets. I'm ready to predict that they're going to win tonight. I mean, there's so many things going in their favor that the only thing that doesn't go in their favor that they've never been here before, and they've been here before, but they haven't had success, and they're playing a team that everybody thinks is going to win the NBA championship, and they got the Clippers. They're fluttering a little bit. They're going the wrong way right now. And they got time to figure it out, and they got great players that have been there before, a little bit, with especially Kawhi, but I like Jokic being the best player on the court, which he has been the last three or four games. I like his leadership from the standpoint of playmaking, even though he's turned the ball over. He still finds guys and gets some easy shots, a lot more easy shots. Right now, the Denver Nuggets are getting better shots than the LA Clippers are getting. I thought Murray played his most efficient game in the last game. He wasn't spectacular, but he was solid to good in almost every possession. And that guidance helps your team work. And it makes it work as you got Gary Harris throwing in minutes. Monte Morris played well. Porter played well. And the little guys, the role players off the stars right now, the Nuggets are getting better play from their bench than the Clippers, who everybody said has the best bench in the NBA. But their bench isn't contributing as much as the Denver Nugget bench is contributing.
There's no question about that. You know, I always equate things to what I know, especially from the NFL. And I always thought in the NFL, if you win the battle of the trenches, you capture the line of scrimmage, you're going to just win a lot more games. And that's a toughness thing. What I've been most impressed with, George, the last two games is the toughness I've seen displayed, especially in the second half and the fourth quarter, by these Denver Nuggets. Talk to me about what you've seen from just that standpoint of this Nuggets team.
Mental toughness and emotional stability and fighting through frustration is all part of NBA basketball playoffs. The Clippers are floundering in the fourth quarters. The last two games, they have been below average to bad offensive team and somewhat of a bad defensive team. They've lost their continuity. They've lost their flow. They're forcing shots. They're being more individualistic and selfish as I've seen them play. And the Nuggets are the exact opposite. They've been punched, and they go down, and they get back up, and they fight harder, and they learn, and they get smarter. And come the fourth quarter, Murray and Jokic have been the best players on the court, especially Jokic. And there's a lot of things in their way. I mean, the thing in the Clippers, I have on their side experience, probably the two better stars. But right now, if Jokic plays as the best player on the court, the Denver Nuggets have a hell of a chance to win Game 7.
George, how do they develop this kind of mental toughness? This isn't a team that's played in NBA finals or NBA championships or even Western Conference finals. It's made up of a relatively young group of guys. So where does that kind of mental toughness come from?
Well, they've played some seventh games, and they played in playoff series last year that were pretty competitive in seventh game series. But I think the one thing they've learned is the series is not over until you lose four. And they got down 3-1, and sometimes you can criticize them for throwing games away and not being prepared early in the series. But they've been marvelous in both the Utah series and now. And a lot of that credit's got to be given to Mike Malone and the coaching staff. I mean, the psychological balance of keeping a team, you know, fighting and keep coming back. Everybody says it's easy. It isn't easy. Sometimes it's hard when you're playing against great teams. And I think their fight has gotten into the Clippers' head. When the game last night, when the game started going the wrong way, the Clippers looked like they were panicking a little bit. They were unnerved. They were shaking to me a little bit. Their shot selection was poor. Their defense wasn't recovering well. You know, it's going to be a fun game. Seventh games have a way of showing a lot of the greatness of what the game's about. But I'm honest with you. I honestly think it's a toss-up game, and it's going to be very close.
Well, the best thing about this whole series, George, and what they've been able to do is I've been wrong, and it's given us an opportunity to continue to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again later on after the Nuggets take care of business in Game 7. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
That would be fantastic. That'd be a great celebration.
Yes, indeed.
George Karl, presented by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. All right. It is time for the first of at least 16 of these. Huh? See what I did there?
Yes.
At least 16?
At least.
At least 16 of these?
So you're telling me there's a chance.
At least 16 of these are...
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.